Hello, this is Ron Smith, Extension Entomologist at Auburn University, back again with another Pest Patrol update sponsored by Syngenta. As most of you know, on Wednesday, September 16th, in the early morning hours, Hurricane Sally came ashore near Gulf Shores, Alabama. That would be in Baldwin County, and it proceeded at a slow pace, about 2 miles per hour to the north. And later it went east, departed Alabama, about Columbus, Georgia, as it moved into Georgia. Now, most farms and numerous counties were impacted by both the wind, which was up to about 100 miles an hour, and the rain, which was up to 30-plus inches in places. All growers in the path of the storm were impacted to some degree, up to 100% damage to the cotton and some other crops. The cotton acres in the path was probably a neighborhood of 100,000 to 150,000 acres. Other crops such as peanuts, soybeans, and especially pecans were damaged or destroyed, a lot of them totally. In cotton, boll rot is a more widespread problem than the wind damage was. And this problem began actually in late August and is continuing post-hurricane. So actually, as of yesterday, we still had a rainy day down in the coastal area, which is just creating a continuation of the boll rot problem that began 30 days or so ago. Now, prior to the storm, Alabama was expected as a state to yield somewhere over 950 pounds per acre. Overall, our production season, after a delayed planting, was pretty good up until about late July, and then we ran into some pockets that just didn't get any water at all for about 5 weeks. One of those major areas was in the northern part of the state, Tennessee Valley area, so 5+ weeks of drought in late July and August lowered our expected yields significantly. Pest-wise, little really unexpected happened. Grasshoppers were more widespread in seedling cotton than probably ever. They caused some numerous areas or areas of fields to have to be replanted. Thrips were normal, high pressure, and this pressure did extend over a period of time. Adult plant bugs moved into our older cotton in June as usual, but the population did not persist or spread, so plant bugs were not a major problem. Aphids occurred late, but they were sporadic in occurrence. The escape bollworm situation on our two-gene cotton was almost non-existent. Had to really search for an escape worm season long. Spider mites did present problems during dry periods from June up through about mid-August. The silver-leaf whitefly never became a widespread problem in Alabama due to the late-season rainfall patterns primarily. Now, stink bugs were not as bad as expected after a mild winter early on, but beginning late season, I'm talking about in August, when we had a lot of adult southern green stink bugs just suddenly appear in not all fields, but many fields. And I suspect that some of these were migrating from unmanaged pecan trees. That seems to be a real close tie, particularly in the southern part of the state, where the stink bug problem is greatest. If there's old abandoned pecan trees, they come off of them late in the season and move to cotton. In the end, the stink bug complex was the most damaging insect statewide in 2020, as it has been in recent years. Now, 2020 will be the final season for me as an extension entomologist here at Auburn University. I have attempted to be on top of the Alabama cotton insect situation through the good years and the bad years since 1972. That's 48 seasons. And to give you some perspective, to that time, Richard Nixon was still president and the Vietnam War was still going on. Now, my replacement is already on board, and many of you have met him during the 2020 season, Dr. Scott Graham. He's a native of Mississippi, and he holds degrees in cotton and row crop entomology from both Mississippi State University and Tennessee. He's already demonstrated he's a very capable entomologist and will do a great job in this position. He will be available to do these pest patrol reports next season. Lastly, I'd like to thank Syngenta for their sponsorship of this service. These reports have proven to be a real valuable tool for me and for the extension service to get information out rapidly about current conditions and insect management suggestions. as far as my plans, they are to keep up to date in row crop insects. I'll just not be connected to the Extension Service at Auburn. My phone number will remain the same, that being 334-332-9501. Call if I can help, and I hope to cross paths with most or many of you for a few more years in agricultural meetings around the state. It's been a real busy but a very rewarding career. So with that, we'll sign off for today, and thanks for all your friendship and your help that you support and the support you've given me over the years. And goodbye.